My name is John Davis. Today is Tuesday, the 23rd of July, 2013, and I'm about to interview Mrs. Denise Jones. Denise, will you introduce yourself, please, and tell me where and when you were born?
My name is Denise Jones, known more as Dee Jones, was Denise Badham when I was working at Fieldings. I was born in Gloucester in... Do you want my date of birth in there?
What year that was?
I was born in Gloucester in 1944.
And whereabouts in Gloucester were you born, Denise?
I have absolutely no idea. In a hospital somewhere.
But where did you actually reside?
Treadworth. I lived in Treadworth.
Okay. What years did you work at Fielding and Platt?
I worked at Fielding and Platt from, I think, 61 through to 74.
Quite a long time. And during that time, Denise, what was your principal occupation?
The last person I worked for at Fieldings was Garfield James, who was sales manager, and I was his secretary.
Okay, fine. Right, back to the beginning again then. Can you tell me how you came to work at Fieldings Platt? Did you know anybody who worked there, or did you apply for a job, or can you tell me what?
When I left school, I went to work for Doughty Rotel, and I was there for about 6 months in a typing pool, which I hated. Decided I wanted to come back nearer to home because of family circumstances, and I applied for a job at Fielding and Platt, and I got it as a shorthand typist.
Okay, great. I assume you went for an interview. Could you tell me, can you remember anything about it? Who interviewed you, etc.?
Yeah, Ivan Perriam interviewed me, and I had to do a typing test on an old typewriter way, way before the eras of computers.
Okay, so you had obviously had some typing skills before in your previous job. So did you have to undertake any more particular training at Fieldings?
I'd learnt my trade actually as a secretary at Central Technical School for Girls. I started doing shorthand when I was 14 and typing even earlier than that. So when I went to Fieldings, I did have some exams after leaving school, but then I went on to night school at Gloucester Tech to get higher typing and shorthand speeds.
Okay, fine. Right, so now you've got a job, you've got some skills. How do you travel to work, Denise?
On my bicycle for a lot of the time, and I think probably at the end I did have a car, but the majority of it, the time I was there, was on the bike.
How about the journey? Can you remember anything about as you cycle to work from Treadworth? Anything you can remember about any factories or shops or anything like that? Any railway crossings you had to wait at?
Yes, I had to wait at, what were the name of them? Treadworth Crossings, that's right. And sometimes at the one down near Fieldings, that Sedbrook Crossing down there.
Yeah.
I think I might have had to wait there sometime. It was an okay journey, it wasn't that very long. It was only down Stroud Road and then ran into Fieldings, no problem at all, really. Then I suppose when I got the car, it was a similar journey. Sometimes I had to walk, though, when it was deep snow. I can remember in 60-something or other. It was deep, deep snow, and I had to walk all the way in me Wellingtons. Didn't think that was very posh, but you had to do it.
Good for you. So, okay, back to when you had a car then, Denise. Did you have to have a driver with you because you had L plates on, or did you give anybody else a lift to work at all?
Well, I understand I took Brian Mintz, but I can't really remember it. I had a few occasions in my car, actually. I can remember coming out of there one day. I can't remember the name of the little back streets where we used to come, round the back there somewhere, and my clutch went, and a lorry driver stopped and said, could he help? And I said, I don't know what's wrong with the car. And he tied up the clutch in a position, and then he told me to drive home in the gear I was in all the way home, hope, and I had to hope that I didn't get stopped at any of the lights, which was St. Paul's lights, the crossings, anything till I got back to Treadworth. And I managed it. So, yeah, I was rescued by a lorry driver one day.
And a knight of the road, obviously. Can you tell me, Denise, did you have to clock in at all?
Yeah, I remember clocking in, lining up with everybody to clock in and make sure you weren't a minute after the time you should have been, and making sure that when you were on your way out, you didn't clock out a minute before you ought to have done.
What were the working hours, Denise?
I don't know, probably 9 o'clock to five.
Seems about right.
Yeah.
How about wages in those days? I suppose can you possibly remember what your first week's pay was?
Well, it was somewhere in the region of £4.10, probably, because I can remember our commercial teacher at Central, when people used to know you came from Central, you often got jobs just on the basis of having been at Central. But our commercial teacher told us, on no account can you accept more than £4.10 because you're not worth it.
Oh, that was a bit blunt. Right, so who did you work for at the start then, Denise? Can you remember who that was and any of your colleagues around you?
Oh, I can remember Ivan Perriam, Morgan Walton, that's who I used to work with. Well, I worked for those two most of the time, actually, until I got the promotion to work for Garfield James. There were other people in the department that came and went. I can remember Clarence Hack. I can remember Richard Evans. What was his name? Harry Field, was it Harry Field?
Yes.
Yeah, and a few of the girls that came and went. Oh, I can remember Maidie Stephens, she was obviously there. Shirley Drinkwater, Margaret Walters. And I remember Joy Titcombe, who was a tracer, and Audrey Gwillam, who was a tracer with her. Bob Whitmore.
That's a pretty good bunch you've remembered there. How about your tutors? Were it just plain typing, or did you take shorthand, etc.?
It was a lot of shorthand in typing, and it was a lot of copy typing, because what they did in the sales department was to send out quotes for the extrusion presses, the slab presses, the whatever presses, and that involved a covering letter, a quotation, and pages and pages and pages of engineering specification, which on an old manual typewriter wasn't an easy job, not anywhere like today, because you had about four or five different coloured papers which the carbon copied went through, and if you made a mistake on the front you had to get through and alter all the ones going to the back. They have it so easy now with computers, but we had to do it, and we had to be able to type pretty fast to get some of those jobs done.
Absolutely. Were journeys into the factory ever part of the job? Did you go down into the works at all?
What was it? It was dispatch. Was there a dispatch department down there? Did I go down there? I might have done, but I didn't have to make merry forays down there. I didn't want to anyway, for that matter.
What do you think? What were your sort of impressions of the atmosphere, the noises, the sounds, the smells, etc.? Can you remember anything much about those?
You can remember the sounds, you can remember the smell, and all the blokes going around in coveralls. Because the nurse's room was down that way somewhere, wasn't it? Somewhere. Yeah. Didn't go down there very often. Didn't have to.
Okay. Right, you have to eat and drink, obviously. What about canteen facilities? Can you tell me much about those?
I used the canteen always, I think. They weren't too bad. What I didn't like, though, was absolutely god-awful coffee that came round on the trolley. It was sludgy. It was absolutely awful. I don't know what they made it of, but it certainly wasn't coffee like you get in Costa Coffee now.
What about what else did they have on a trolley? Did they have everything to eat as well?
Yeah, they had all sorts of bits and pieces, didn't they, that you shouldn't have? Didn't they have things like dripping cakes or stuff? Chelsea buns, all sorts of cakey things, I think.
So. All full of calories.
Yeah.
What about the canteen starch? Do you remember any of those?
I can see her in my mind, but I can't remember her name, the lady who used to come round with a trolley. Nice lady. I don't remember her name. Iris. Was it Iris?
Yes, it could have been, yeah.
But she was nice, and there was a couple of others. I don't remember them, honestly, because...
Never mind, it was a long time ago.